After almost a week, you know, seeing your pitchers and catchers there in camp, what are some of the things that have impressed you the most and from them? And also, generally speaking, from the Athletics in this first week?
Well, I mean, now it's just, you know, we have some turnover. We have some younger guys that we focus on early in camp. Today will be the second time that this group throws. So we'll see, you know, all our pitchers for a second time. And then, you know, obviously tomorrow we get into full squad. So it's just as much about, you know, personally getting to know everybody, you know, the pitchers and catchers and just kind of seeing what they, you know, what they look like and what their delivery looks like and so forth. It's not near as much about the evaluation process right now. So, and then next wave starts tomorrow. So basically that.
Yeah. One other thing, the other day you told us that you had some people had not showed up because of visa problems. Then we talked to David and he mentioned another name. Those are Carlos Perez and Deolis Guerra. Do you have those players in camp now? And you have any other absentees because of the visa thing?
No, those two. And I have not seen either of those people yet. So no updates on that.
Thank you, my friend.
Simone?
Morning, Bob. Morning. Has the first week met your expectations so far? And what has been the biggest surprise for you?
It has, you know, what you look for is, you know, kind of work ethic. It's one thing to watch guys throw bullpens. It's another thing to watch them on the other fields going through what is kind of tedious, fundamental work. And, you know, and after 4 days of that, you kind of see who's staying with it and who's, you know, kind of slacking off a little bit. So it's just more about getting a feel for guys' work ethics. And, you know, everything starting tomorrow, it's going to be a much different feel with everybody here. You're always excited to get to the first day of camp with pitchers and catchers. And once that's over, you're looking forward to getting the full squad in.
And then also with COVID and having separate practices and everything, has that been harder to build a camaraderie with the new guys that are here and your team as a whole?
Not necessarily at this point, because, you know, we still have, you know, groups of upwards of eight guys and, you know, they're rotating fields. They're together for different periods. So at least, you know, the group you stretch with and throw with and so forth, you get to know guys a little bit better. And we try to mix it up to where it's not just guys who know each other and guys that don't. So that's about it.
Matt?
Have you seen quite a few of the position players and such trickling in ahead of full squad tomorrow?
Yeah. We've actually had quite a few afterward. You know, after the pitchers and catchers are done, we'll go to another field with some position players who stretch at a different time. And, you know, you just have to spread out the workouts. But, yeah, we've had quite a few here.
JB Wendelken had a good season for you last year in the shortened season. What was the, from your perspective, what was maybe the biggest key for him making that jump last year?
I think it's just being more comfortable and having success at the big league level. You know, he's always had the stuff to do it. And, you know, it's different for each guy on when they kind of accept themselves of actually being a big leaguer. So, yeah, I mean, when you put up numbers like that consistently over the course of the season, you're gonna find some confidence in that. And like I said, the stuff's always been there, you know, health back and forth. Now he's been fully healthy and gone through a couple of years where he's, you know, he's been at the big league level and had some success. So, you know, each and every year, especially going into this year too, you know, we have that much more faith in him. And you know, he makes our bullpen a lot better when – you know, you bring in the type of guys that we have here recently and still have a guy like JB, you know, that can kind of pitch those middle innings. If someone's in a setup role, he can do that. He's got postseason experience now. He's a bona fide big leaguer now.
A quick follow. He inherited a lot of runners. He came into a lot of games with runners on. Is there something about him that makes you feel comfortable in him doing that?
Well, was given the opportunity, had success with it early on. You go back to those guys. I mean, Yusmeiro's been our guy for the most part, but he can't pitch every day. And, you know, then you get an opportunity when you pitch well to get into that role, and he succeeded in that role. So he'll get more reps in that type of situation. Depends on what inning it is, but regardless, you come in with runners on base and it's the starters, runners. There's something to that, that you want to make sure you clean that up and not affect the starters' ERA as well.
Vince?
Bob, even at this early stage of spring, is there much conversation or pros and cons about potentially with a 26-man roster going with 14 pitchers and the balance between that and you having the players available to match up in games like you like to do offensively? What's the potential process about how that might come together?
Yeah, I at this point, I don't see us going with 14 pitchers. I mean, you want to have at least a four-man bench the way we kind of do things, and one of those is a catcher. So you know, if you only have a three-man bench, you don't have too many bullets to spend over the course of a game. So I would think 13 would be a pretty good number for us as far as the pitching staff goes.
Alex?
Hey, Bob. How has Jordan Weems looked to you so far in camp, and do you think he has a shot? You know, I know that last year he made the opening day roster and kind of had an atypical path to relieving. Do you think he has a shot to make the roster again this year?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it depends on how things play out, you know, in spring training, whether it's injury, whether, you know, obviously performance. He performed really well for us last year. So it would not be the prudent thing to do, sit here and say no. Now, having said that, you guys can count. We can count too. And we brought in, you know, and still more coming. That we haven't potentially announced yet, that kind of fills up that bullpen a little bit more this year. But, man, I mean, we brought him in some games too last year with guys on base. And for a guy that hasn't been pitching very long, he exceeded my expectations last year. So we'll just see where camp goes. But a guy we're very comfortable with.
Martin?
Hey, Bob. Asked Dalton yesterday about Soderstrom, and he was saying that he seems like he just fit in right away, and he's a pretty confident kid for being such a young kid. What have you noticed about him just meshing kind of with the big league guys and everyone just in camp early on to this point?
Yeah, I would agree. He seems to be very comfortable for a guy. I don't know. Is he even 19 yet? What is he, 18 maybe? Man, when I was 18 years old, I was afraid to talk to anybody, you know, on a big league roster. So he seems to be really comfortable. He's comfortable when he talks to me. And I guess when you're good, you have some confidence in, you know, being around the guys that he can really hit. And, yeah, that was pretty good evaluation on Dalton's point, because, you know, very rarely do you see a guy that young that seems to be that much comfortable around his guys right now, and certainly confident anytime he steps in the box.
Simone?
Off of that, was Jesus kind of like that too with his confidence when he first came to spring training?
Yeah, it's just, you can see it in his demeanor. He's a little more personable now, talks a little bit more, maybe not as talkative when he, you know, he's first at big league camp, but he did a lot of talking with his arm. And you could see very confident once he steps on a rubber, he's a really confident guy. And you know, obviously a guy that we feel like is going to have a really bright future here.
Okay. But my real question was, when you're looking for your backup catcher for Sean Murphy, are you looking for more of an offensive catcher or defensive?
It's a good question. That's where you have to balance. So we're going to have some options. We're going to have some guys to look at. I mean, if you kind of profile it, there are some guys that are probably a little bit more defensive minded. There are guys a little more offensive minded. That's a balance. Personally, I feel like with our pitching staff, you really want to have a guy back there that can catch. And when you don't get consistent reps, it's tough to be really good offensively. Yet, you know, there's a definite balance to that. So it'll probably go a ways through camp before we decide on who the backup guy. And they're going to get a lot of reps because, you know, Murph's going to be a little bit late to start. Murph is here, by the way. And going through his physical today. But they're these other catchers are going to get a lot of reps in these games, especially early on.
Matt?
Did you get a chance to talk to Murphy a little bit? And how's he feeling?
He feels great. He always tells me he feels great. So, I mean, he's the first guy that tells me it sounded dramatic. He said, but I feel great right now. So he just wants to put this past him. I'm sure he's going to get a ton of questions, the first time he becomes available to you guys. But I know his focus is going to be get this over as quick as he can and just go out there and start playing baseball.
After a few days, how has it been wearing the tracking devices on the field? Have you noticed anything about that? Has it been like a hassle at all or anything like that?
We haven't worn them yet.
Oh, you haven't worn them?
No.
Okay. And then aside from that, have there been any of the new wrinkles in the protocols that you've noticed that have made a little bit of a difference, made it seem different from last year?
Really not. And I think because of the fact, as I said before, when we left last year, we were like, okay, I'm glad this year's over with. I hope we never have to go through that again. Fact of the matter is we do here. Hopefully things get better as the summer goes along. But I really do feel like guys are a little bit more used to it. And it's part of the routine that you went through last year. And it's just something, you have to deal with. So it doesn't feel as dramatic, the protocols, as they did last year, at least at this point.
Manolo?
Hey, Bob, a former friend of yours signed to their contract with the Braves. He helped you a lot in a brief time last year, Jake Lamb. Could you talk a little bit about the contributions he made in last month for the Athletics and what do you remember the most about him?
Yeah, I mean, boy, he hit the ground running is what I remember out of him. I think it was his first or second game that he had a really good offensive game. And I've said often that when you come to a new team, especially late in the season, especially when a team's in a playoff hunt, when you produce, you feel more like, you feel like you belong on that team a lot quicker. So, man, we probably, lose a few more games, even though he was there for a short period of time. He was huge for us. So we wish him the best. He was a great kid. Didn't expect much, wanted to work for everything. And what he accomplished last year for us was big, especially with such a, premier player going down and have to try to fill his shoes. I thought he did a great job.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.